Harper Audio presents George Marshall, A Biography, by Debbie and Erwin Unger, with Stanley Hirshon, performed by Johnny Heller. Chapter 1. Childish Things. George Catlett Marshall was born on the last day of 1880, between two worlds. His birthplace was Uniontown, Pennsylvania, a grimy industrial town fast becoming the coke capital of America. George's father was a coke baron, a man who converted bituminous coal into a high-carbon ash, used in blast furnaces for reducing ore to metallic iron. For a time, George Sr. rode the growth wave that transformed America into the world's manufacturing powerhouse. Yet in George's boyhood, Uniontown was still geographically and culturally close to the rural countryside. His earliest memory was climbing up a ladder in the family barn, where the Marshalls kept a horse and a cow, to get a haymow, a piece of farm equipment. George indulged fully in the boyhood pleasures of 19th-century rural life. He never enjoyed cities, and in later years would regret what industry had done to his hometown. There was an even more significant divide in George's youth and childhood. His parents represented a tradition at odds with the texture of life in southwestern Pennsylvania. Though both his father's family, the Marshalls, and his mother's, the Bradfords, had long resided in Kentucky, they traced their ancestry to Virginia. That pattern was not uncommon. Hordes of old-stock Americans could claim Virginia origins, for the Old Dominion had scattered thousands of its sons and daughters across the nation's landscape to merge and blend with streams of people from other commonwealths in other countries. Yet many of these Virginians, wherever they lived,